We are
four gay guys,
two states,
one podcast. I'm glad we got through that.
Oh my god, that was so hard.
We had to practice.
We practiced for 20 minutes. We forgot to say one emo. Oh my
god. Sup guys?
Wow.
It's been
our
since
single
Sacramento.
Listener.
Wait, our single listener.
You know, like, how you doing?
Bob from Minnesota.
Bob from Minnesota. Our single listener. We know who you are, Bob.
Just a little bit, not off. But
we know who you are, Bob.
Just a little. Yeah, it's perfect.
We're back in San Antonio for the 4th of
awesome.
July. Retracing Renee's steps.
With
the name we do not speak.
Nene's back in
the place I said I would never come back to.
Ray, do you want to give a brief description?
As to what was the last time you came to San Antonio?
Back in 2006. It seemed just like yesterday. I was here visiving my ex that I met.
Fabian.
Wow.
Okay, sorry. We're on.
We don't know.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Baby, what was it? You're listening. You're in.
I don't know. Kick your ass this time.
We are reclaiming. I am reclaiming.
Yes.
Yes. There we go.
Yes.
Snap to that.
Woo!
Snap to that.
I did that with Phoenix. We got stuck there so many times on our three gay guys adventures. Actually coming intentionally is like, it's a good way to reclaim it.
Yeah.
Make it your city again.
Yeah.
It's okay. I love Phoenix now, even though we got stuck three times.
It's sort of like a healing process.
True. True. We totally got, 5 days or 4.5 days on this round? So it's going to be awesome.
So long. We're getting tattoos now, tomorrow.
You didn't go to the hospital. So this
tonight. Was tonight successful?
The music was trash, but
wow. Yeah.
We had fun though. Mm-hmm. We played Heads Up something or other.
Oh, it's awesome.
What is that game called?
Thomas?
Heads Up what?
Heads Up?
Oh, Heads Up, yeah.
Heads Up. Wow.
That was fun.
You guys, please download that game. It's excellent. Great party game.
I begrudgingly selected accents and impressions and took on a life of its own. Lots of arguments came from clues.
A lot.
One of my favorites was, what's the thing that your head's on? Throat. Like, no, the whole thing. Throat. If you never played it.
Or it's what is like the whole front part of your head.
Your forehead.
Your forehead. The whole thing.
We pick skull. When you play this game, like, the pressure's on. Your brain does not work.
All right, so let's do one real quick. So what's all over your body? What's all over your body?
Hair.
Hair. Oh, no. All over your body.
The whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
More hair.
Okay, no. It's like your entire body, like
it's
from head to toe.
Some people are dark.
Yeah. What is it?
It's
also
still
hair. Okay, I've already said it's not
okay,
hair.
Okay, we're gorillas, everybody. Apparently, to Steve, we're gorillas. The answer was skin.
That was the most memorable game ever.
Oh my goodness.
We played Jenga at least six
Jesus
times.
Jesus, my goodness.
Small Jenga, big Jenga.
Mm-hmm. Big Jenga, small Jenga. Even Jenga with chicken pox.
Unfortunately, tonight was emo night at the Heat. What'd you guys think of emo night?
It was completely turned around from what we're used to. Completely.
Made me want to cut myself.
Yeah!
Okay, that was the goal. One successful emo
night
for the book. Wow.
Maybe the blood, hold on, let me put pressure on it. Yeah, it was just a weird night tonight. So, last night was even, one of our first nights here in San Antonio, when we started this podcast stuff, was we went to Bonham Exchange, and it was fine. It was not. I mean, it was fine. And we went back again tonight or last night, and
Oh, we did a podcast from Bottom Exchange.
It was good music, if you want to.
At times.
Yeah.
It was overloaded with straight people.
Yeah. Straight people suck.
I hate them. I hope they all die.
I want them to be emo so they can slice their rhythm.
Get out of our territory.
I know.
Guys,
they are.
Straight people.
Standard. The drinks were $4 each. I saw a bartender pouring nothing. She had two bottles of vodka. One was empty. She was pouring it with bunny ears.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you know what? You know what? That one. Okay, so we saw a billboard recently. And this, we're in Texas, guys. We're in San Antonio. We saw a billboard. We're on the freeway. And it was awesome. It said, "If you can't stand up, how can you stand up for Texas?" And it was against Governor
Abbott. And everyone said, "I agree." I said, "I was
like, I stand with I."
I roll
you. I raise my hand. With them. It was great. It was great.
Trash.
Yeah. Oh my goodness,
that sign was trash.
Mm. Yeah. But it's Sunday night. And the mood is right.
What time is it? Technically, Monday.
Oh, it's Monday night. Okay.
Oh, it still counts as Sunday night for me.
Sunday.
Yeah.
We have
it's all
together.
We're on California.
Together. It's
no,
all
we're
together.
On California
yeah.
time
yeah.
still.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
So we're still pretty awake. But, yeah. So it's just... It's a little different here, but we are really close.
Yeah,
Patrick
sure.
did a really good job of finding
it. Oh my goodness,
everybody,
please applaud. Please
very
applaud.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yes. It's a three bedroom Airbnb, like within one block of the Heat,
totally.
Which is hosting Emo Night tonight. But,
totally.
Emo Night, so actually, just walk back home.
Like, fuck you, Emo Night. We just have to walk back.
Limited commitment.
No, we're never.
Today we went to the Riverwalk and we all were sweating midday. That sucks.
Wow.
Sweat
yeah, that
sucks.
Really
I mean,
did awesome. That was.
But then we went to the art gallery called Hopscotch.
Yeah.
And it was, there was a exhibit room where you could listen to secrets.
maybe can we talk a little bit about the chismisas here?
The two chismosas.
That's what I meant to say.
We're enjoying it very much.
Oh my god.
That was our favorite part of the exhibit.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. 3 hours we were there. She had one more spent on the phone.
Oh my god. No, and Patrick was sitting there and he would look at us back and he smiled.
Like,
and then he'd go back and listen to
okay.
him.
He's like,
what? You guys would not believe the secrets I'm hearing. Okay, so if you've never been to Hopscotch, somebody records a secret in a little recording booth and then you pick up like this payphone looking thing and it just plays them back to back. So you hear these like privately recording secrets and I could not get enough. And I was like, more secrets. And guys were texting me comments like, are you done? Can we leave? We've been here for 15 seconds. Maybe a smidge longer.
Just
I mean,
a smidge.
Wouldn't you want to hear? Oh, there was a ball pit?
Yeah,
that was.
Wow.
Like balls.
Pretty unclean.
Yeah.
Pretty unclean. But
I did not want to touch a single one of those balls.
He licked them all.
No.
I love to touch every ball.
Can we talk about the park and the
ground? Oh, of course.
The non-existent park.
So Steve likes to go cruising on land bridges. He like hit it delicately
for us.
But we saw right
through. He disguises it as a nature walk.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
But he's cruising.
You guys, don't listen to him.
And
don't
sometimes
to him.
On these walks you encounter anacondas.
Yeah.
And large and small snakes alive. That's what
dark, light.
Like, truly is everything bigger in Texas?
According to my map.
You tell us, Steve. He's like Dora the Explorer before Fox. He really is. It's amazing.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So,
you guys enjoy Two Brothers?
Oh my god, always.
Yes.
Yeah. No, okay, no, let's look.
Yeah. Renee's a total virgin. And like, he's like, let's see what he says. Let's see what he, what experience he had with two brothers.
It was very delicious. One of the best barbecue places I've ever had. The meat was very tender. That's what he said.
So moist.
The mac and cheese was delicious.
That gallon of beans, though? The gallon of beans that you guys ordered?
Oh my god, that was a big gallon. That was ridiculous.
We wanted to get to the side, and he's like, just get
the big one.
Yeah, he's like, that's cheaper. We're like, okay. We didn't know it was going to be a gallon.
Why not?
That's meant for
a
family.
Did we ever find out what that fruit or vegetable was in them with them?
It was a carrot.
It was a carrot, yeah.
Well, you picked carrot and beans.
I totally thought it was like sweet potato, but
yeah.
Okay.
So we retraced our steps. We went to Two Brothers.
Yay.
We got it authenticated. And then we today followed in the footsteps of Golden.
Wow. Yay!
So good.
Which was an excellent experience. Yes. Please, Thomas.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that I did not do anything negative.
No racist comments.
No racist comments. I'm the least racist person in the country.
Nobody's bowing for forgiveness.
I'm the least racist person in this country. I'm the least racist person in this country.
Again, I said, wow.
And no, I think she did a really good job. And
yes.
She was funny.
She was funny. Interactive.
I got a lot of shoulder taps. Boy.
She did. And she might as well have patted me on the head.
She gave him a treat.
Good boy.
Okay, you're behaving. Good. I'll bring your food. True talk, I was so worried that Thomas's food would come late again.
I know!
And it would be a whole situation. I was like,
okay, you guys, listen to podcast number two or three. Whatever it was, you would totally understand.
That was the first one.
Was it the first?
Earliest? I feel like the earliest.
Right?
But whatever.
It is. Count.
But it was good this time.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. You guys had your little dim sum stuff, and then we did the hopscotch thing, and we did the river walk, and sweated our asses off.
God. And died of heat exhaustion.
Goodness.
It was just...
We're all ghosting.
It was hot.
It was so miserable.
Goodness. Jesus.
I regret that.
Well, one of the things I'm really excited about is the fact that we can say exactly what Steve does for a living.
Non-profit.
Okay, hold on. As a test, Renee is going to tell our podcast. It's going to tell our podcast listeners what Steve does for a living. So, baby, go ahead.
Renee, what are you doing? Transponding. Transponder.
Non-profit.
He works for a non-profit that deals with plasma. It is worldwide.
Yes.
Customer service. Okay, we're done.
I was trying to think of another thing.
It's been like an 8-year-long mystery.
Yes.
He's not a transponder, as previously suspected.
His name is Chandler Bing, and he's a transponder.
No. I'm glad we finally got that situated.
Yes.
He's not a mafia person. He doesn't work in the on the bridge.
I mean, he works it,
but just for fun on the side.
He's not getting paid for that.
That's
mostly
free. That doesn't count as a job.
Just for shits and gigs.
That's his hobby.
Customer ops.
Customer ops.
That's the only thing I remember.
Gotta keep the customer happy.
Wow.
Did you anything to say to the customer service?
Whatever it takes, this is my service. Whatever it takes.
That's our Steve.
And bless his heart and his bless his car, he was able to transport us.
Oh, our giant ass suitcases.
Not ours, your giant ass suitcase.
I mean, you all had big suitcases too. Mine certainly was the biggest.
Mine was smaller than theirs. Oh.
Yours was the smallest.
Without a discount tire.
His poor flat tire.
His tires went flat till
we were supposed to remind him to put air.
We didn't. We forgot.
We ran his car to the ground.
Well, he ran his own car to the ground.
He's been driving really
you guys were riding in. I don't know.
Tires have been
but I don't know if it's like a Texas
totally
thing.
Air conditioned in.
Air conditioning's really good.
Apparently, he's a race car driver on the side.
Those were accidents. Those were accidents. Those were pilots.
Those were just for fun.
Yeah.
It was. It was hot today. It was hot yesterday.
It's miserable.
Fuck,
it's hot every day.
Fuck Texas. Fuck Texas.
Oh my goodness. Well, what would it be like in Fresno right now? I mean, I know it'd be hot.
But it wouldn't be humid.
Dry. I know. That humidity. Be hurting, yeah. That humidity is
California
what does it.
Has dry heat.
Yeah.
Humidity's terrible. You start sweating immediately.
Where? Here?
Here.
Yeah. I'm not accustomed.
I do. I would not sweat in my fucking pants.
I know. Your scalp, like, seriously, you would totally, like,
here,
drip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Everyone on the street was sweating. Shirts were wet. Ooh. Arms were wet.
Oh my goodness.
Patrick had a boner the entire time. Looking at all the guys who were wet.
That's some bulges. Some bulges.
It was a very confusing experience.
So I'm so uncomfortable, but like, I'm very comfortable.
It's hot, but it's still hot.
Speaking of hot, we saw a new comedian today when Steve fell in love
with.
What was that comedian's name?
I don't know.
I've never
Matt
seen him or
something.
Heard of him yet. All he said
on
was
TikTok.
His name was Matt.
On TikTok.
Yeah, but
oh my
what
God.
Else? To at least give our listeners some type of, you know, like, who was it?
I don't know.
He was just hot. Just look up hot comedian.
It was a straight guy from Ohio.
Unfortunately straight.
Who was friends with black guys.
Yeah.
Are all black people.
Steve likes white meat.
Especially when they sound black. The best of both worlds, right, Steve?
Must have sweaty armpits.
Oh my God, it was so sweaty. I was like, was he at the Riverwalk? Because
he was in San Antonio.
Oh my goodness.
It was a lot. But the dad came on and Steve was visibly angry.
Every time a commercial came on, it interrupted him.
He's like, where did my boyfriend go? Calm down. It's only 10 seconds.
Right seconds.
That's too long.
It was hilarious.
So we tried to make sure that we stayed authentic.
Yes.
So today, so yesterday, what did we have for our meals yesterday?
Yesterday, we did two brothers,
and we were broken two brothers the whole night.
Oh, but I had smoked salmon on the plate.
Oh,
yeah.
Yummy.
Because, well, we were flying first class.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
we're bougie bitches.
Renee was looking forward to throwing peanuts at everybody walking
past. And the last person got spit on.
Oh, you guys, but the turbulence? What did you say about that?
Yeah, what?
The turbulence?
Bad turbulence we had.
Oh.
The flight dropped 100
you
feet.
You guys
one
totally second.
Probably
made it
like,
100,
it's probably like 10
you guys
feet.
You made it like, it was serious. It was serious.
Somebody screamed.
I said it was the end of my life. This is
how I would have been like, woo!
Rollercoaster arms up like a
monster. It's like, what are those pit stains? It's like my boyfriend.
Oh, we had tacos at Volume Exchange.
That was the same night?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it was missing something.
Yeah.
That was it. That's all we had.
It needed some salsa or more lime.
Some
salt.
Yeah. Yeah, but Barnum Exchange again.
Oh, I mean, if you like watered down drinks, that's your place to go.
So that's what we saw on the advertisements, right? False advertising. $4 drinks. The reason why they're $4 is because it only costs $1 for them.
It's water.
It's all water. And they poured nothing.
So yeah, you know when you're making a Long Island, they pour they have two bottles of alcohol. One of them was clearly empty that she was pouring.
So sad.
I feel like it was on purpose to them.
Well, yeah, to try to trick a person.
They have
right?
to they have to do something to make these drinks for $4.
Oh my god. Yeah, with the amount of people there, why would they even try that?
We had eight drinks each and we're not even slightly buzzed. And we pre-gamed.
I know.
No, we pre-gamed and our buzz got lighter.
Six drinks and we were getting sober.
Pre-game.
I could drive now. Yeah.
Totally drivable.
Yeah. 100%.
I stole Steve's car last night. Okay.
No, you went. No, you did tell me. You went to the park with the bridge.
What's this bridge all about? I want to see for myself.
I want to see some nature here.
Should we give some context?
Yes, go ahead, Steve.
Yes, tell us all about
you the guys. Street. Okay, so there's a beautiful.
Oh my god!
nature bridge over this major. A major freeway, so it's to save the animals.
Oh yeah,
and there's
lions and tigers and bears,
covered, lookout area where you could see nature without them seeing you.
We have privacy.
Totally enclosed.
There's a lot of holes in the ground. And they're glorious.
So glorious.
They're so glorious.
No. Come on, guys. Without joking aside, it's actually a really cool, nature. I don't know. I don't think you'd call it a reserve, but. That's something to save the animals so they can
it's really
this freeway.
No, but you keep saying nature like it's gonna make it happen. No. It's Otis.
Nature? You still haven't said what kind of nature.
It's Otis. It's Jermaine. Just use their name instead of nature. Just use their name.
That's the name he gave me.
I don't know why you keep calling me nature.
I'm certain this isn't your real name. I have heard of these land bridges, though, so animals can cross freeways.
Yeah, it's good for them. They totally opened it within the past couple of years.
It is so not Texas.
I guess.
I would never think that Texas would do something like that.
Very nice.
And then Dirty Perv requested it, so they're like, okay.
Dirty Perv.
No shame people involved. No shame people.
And Nature 1 and Nature 2 and Nature 3 and Nature 4. My name's Nature. Steve said my name is Nature.
I'm Nature.
Oh my goodness. This is so awkward for us.
Oh my god.
Well, we're all getting tattoos tomorrow. Oh. You guys get it.
Well, we're all getting matching tattoos. So, okay, obviously, that is going to be a hard sell for all of us. But we are thinking, and when I say we, I mean me, I'm thinking that we should all get a tattoo somewhere we could cover up, but somewhere that we can have something.
Well, it have to be tiny, because...
That's what he said.
I am not to be going through some pain process. So.
Well, tiny's good for that. Yeah. Well, not to be too controversial, but we're considering speaking to a bruja.
Here we go on this topic. Oh my god.
That was
Thomas,
really
Thomas.
Intense discussion last night.
Yeah. Bruja.
I had a really good fortune today.
Okay, so for those who don't know what a bruja is, Steve, please provide us a definition.
All right, guys, that's the bruja is the, for those who don't know, is the Spanish translation to a witch. Witch has a totally negative connotation in the English language, but not necessarily in the Mexican Hispanic culture. Not necessarily. There are the negative brujas and the positive brujas, and I was fortunate enough to meet a positive one. One who actually will answer your questions, anything that you might want, desire, any type of spell casting, potions, soaps, oils, anything that you may want. However, it will be on the positive side, if I'm allowed to even say that, being that I don't really know the whole bruja realm. So, Thomas is going to get his reading tomorrow, and he has plenty of questions, you know, and like, he's like, am I really gay? You know? But I know, he's intrigued. He's totally intrigued. And I know he's going to want to at least try it just to get a feel for it. Yes.
We keep saying no. We don't want to do that, but he keeps bringing it up.
One out of four, so we are the majority, so he's going to go through it.
So we decided this trip. All four of us are going to have one veto. And I am extremely excited that we have all agreed to this veto.
Yeah.
And so whenever one of us vetoes something, it is veto and that is it. It does not matter if everyone agrees or whatnot. So that is something I have in my back pocket. No matter how hot it is in here, that is probably not going to happen, so...
I don't think anyone's officially exercised a veto yet.
Right!
Yeah.
So, Thomas will be the first.
Yeah, I'll
be the first. 100%. Although I suspect the bruja will be veto. Based on the way things are trending.
Yeah. It is very interesting, though. But it was just... Yeah.
What you eating?
Garlic bread? Cheeseburger?
Oh, viewers, you will love this. So we were trying to figure out what to eat today, and there were all these like deconstructed deep listeners in places, and Thomas was like, I just want something that's like plain Jane pizza. And we're like, plain Jane, okay. So I found Pizza Classic, and like, that's as close as we're gonna get to plain Jane. It's actually really good.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it. Yeah.
It was really good, like, cheap trash pizza, yeah. And there were wings that were good. Garlic bread is still in play right now. We had banana peppers.
Yeah. Ranch dressing.
Buffalo wings. You guys have buffalo wings.
Oh my god, I ate half of them by myself.
Yeah, we know.
Oh my god, I love the song. I always karaoke this song with Sarah.
American Boy.
What's your name? Estelle. But we have 4th of July reservations at Tower of America. Nice and high. A spinning restaurant. We should see all the fireworks from up there. They called me the other day, I assumed to cancel the reservation due to it being a holiday, but they just said that there was no happy hour. And I was okay with that. We were there for dinner. That'll be really cool.
So I'm just trying to figure out how we can get alcohol up there, because they're not going to search us. I mean, like, they will not search us.
You're going to sneak it in on
your... Yes, 100%. Like, if they're like, there's no happy hour, that means they're gonna charge full price for everything. And so like, hey, let's get little canisters. We have canisters for lotion and shampoo. Let's just wash them out. Or as some people say, wash them out.
Like, no, officer, this is our shampoo and lotion.
Yeah, no.
That's why vodka tastes like shampoo. It's
like, I do not consent to a body cavity surgery.
I do.
I don't know why that came out.
There's almost never shampoo up my ass.
That tastes like vodka. I don't know. It's
so unusual for me.
It's never happened before.
But despite the little trip, like the flight in,
right,
with unusual the turbulence and everything, it's been a very smooth, nice visit, vacation. We're all on vacation right now.
All arrived.
We're all...
Nobody's in the hospitals.
Nobody's in the hospitals.
Yet.
Baby.
Knock on wood.
Okay, nobody's in the hospital.
Yes.
And, yeah, so that's a good thing.
Like, we're already trending better than before.
Yeah. Like, we're not having to worry about things. Except me, because... I left my anti-anxiety, anti-depression pills.
He's coping.
I've been pretty good. Like I feel like I'm gonna do well with this because I've been on these pills for about 13, 14 years. And I have been wanting to get off these pills, and I even told Renee that I wanted to get off these pills.
What are they called?
Effexor.
Excellent. You said that? I'm just saying. For the record.
For your private health record. this is a HIPAA violation.
Yeah. It's a FERPA and HIPAA violation. Okay. And I'm going to sue you. But anyways. But I hope I get a paid promotion. Effexor did a really good job of numbing my pain and my anxiety and depression, but...
Are you struggling with anxiety? Visit the website below.
Cytosaurus.com.
Click on the link. You know, besides the anal leakage, I mean, it's
really... Who doesn't have anal leakage?
I know. Everybody has that, right? I mean, that's normal. That's normal, right?
Everyone's sure. Jumping at a land bridge and struggling with anal leakage. Effexor. Right, Kate?
Exploding diarrhea. It's normal. But the facts are.
Don't be embarrassed. It happens to everyone.
Yeah. But like I said, I've been wanting to get off it for a long, long time. I've been wanting to get off it for like 3 or 4 or 5 years. I've been wanting to get off it. And I forgot it at home. And one of the things that Renee was saying was, let's pack early. Like, let's pack early. Yeah. And I was like, let's just wait. So the day of is when we packed.
That's what I did too.
And so when we packed the day of, I was like, oh, we had like 2 hours. And it's like, that's more than enough time.
More than enough time. More. I've heard it over and over again.
It never works.
Yes. So I forgot a couple of things, including my pills. And when I realized it, I was like, okay, it's fine. And so it's been okay. It's like, I think my third day off the pill. And all day today, I've been feeling very numb and tingly on my hands and my fingers and my face and my toes.
But the bitchiness is normal.
That's always been there.
That hasn't changed.
Yeah. The vaginal itchiness. The vaginal discharge is normal.
Pretty standard.
Yeah. Really. But it's just, I've been worried. I've been very, very worried myself. I've been having weird dreams. And I'm probably going to have another weird dreams tonight. But I feel Okay.
Yeah, that. Dream within a dream was totally weird, right?
Totally. Wow. But it's worth it, though. It's worth it. If this is all I have to go through in order to get off it, then...
Well, shit, dude. Look at my journey. I'm totally reaching the one-year mark of being nicotine-free.
Oh, wow. Yep.
And as long as you desire it and, like, will it to happen, it'll work. Look at me. I've done it.
Looking right at you.
How many years? How many years, guys?
17.
Trivia.
14.
More.
27.
27.
27
years on nicotine. The past 5 years on a vape pen prior to that would be complete cigarette smoke.
Steve, did you just quiz us on a story you told us earlier in the day?
No.
Yes.
I'm just making sure you're good friends.
Yes.
This morning at 9 p.m. I told you about my adventure in the library.
Guessed it.
You what know, did I say?
Who actually listened to my story?
Who's a real friend here?
What an excellent technique. I will be borrowing that.
It's totally possible, Thomas. Come on.
No, I know.
Totally.
YouTube
after so many years, if that's your desire.
It
now,
desire.
Absolutely, if you rely on it and feel like you need to stay on it, then please do so. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be on it.
There you go. There you go.
I think subconsciously I left it. And I'm good. I don't even like taking the pills. Every morning, I have my routine. And my contacts, I wash my face, everything. I have my And the one that I hate the most is taking the pill. Because it's like 75% of the time, because it's a pretty big pill. When I take the pill, I gag. And I'm like, I hate this, I need this. I wish I could just go past it and not have to take it. And so it's And so the fact that I have not had to do that, this morning, I didn't take it. And I was so happy about it because of the fact that literally I didn't have to gag this morning. trying to swallow it.
Can I add to what I think why you'd like to get off of it? Because you found the perfect partner.
Aww. Who is he?
Where?
Why would you want to get off of something if whatever it was keeping you from the past, now that you have something now, you want to get off of that? You want to get off of that crutch?
No, I think the main reason why, the main reason why I went on it was because of my ex. And that was the reason why.
Yeah.
And I think that once I realized that I was okay, and I feel like when I found someone to tell me that I'm okay, just being me and just being okay,
mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what? There's no reason to not be okay.
Correct.
That which makes no sense in other people's minds.
No, it completely makes sense.
Yeah.
Because of that dependency, you know, for the past, you no longer need it. Because of what you have now.
Well, to be fair, we haven't validated any of these claims by the through. So we'll be level checking with you. We'll wait on the Brewhut's final report.
I'm telling you. So
we may have to have another podcast before we leave.
Please.
After the Brewhut. The Brewhut. I'm not gonna pay the $40 for, because you said she charges by the hour.
By the spell.
By the spell and by the person. So if I do not pay any money,
she'll curse you.
And I will turn into a donkey.
The evil eye on
me. I know. And I will be cursed into emo night at the heat for the rest of my life.
You're now an emo night DJ. You will hear emo music for the rest of your life.
You have to have a robot. Let me pay 40.
I'll do it. I'm sorry.
I know. Like, I'll pay 4,000. Take me out of here.
Take me away.
Yeah. So we will see. Awesome.
Sunday emo night.
Awesome.
What a huge mistake.
That's a huge mistake.
So Thomas, this was you tonight.
This was what?
This was you tonight.
This was you?
You tonight.
You just call him a Jew?
I'm not a Jew.
You.
Tonight.
You.
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 Okay, so let's talk about the impressions. Let's talk about the impressions and accents.
Oh, nice.
That
nice.
Patrick did.
Nice.
The entire.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Fuck. Wow.
Here's the deal, you guys. We've been playing game night for the last couple of nights, and Thomas loves to assist his lover Renee. So I said, let's split up teams. I want to be on Renee's team. So that way Thomas couldn't cheat. Anyway, so no, we were doing heads up where you give clues and you guess or whatever. And we thought it would be fun if everybody shouted clues at the person who was guessing. And it turns out it's exceptionally chaotic when you have a phone to your head with the clue and people are shouting at you and doing impressions. Well, I think Renee and I really shine.
You need to scream. He's got to make the point.
The clue was Yoda, and I said, backwards is clue.
And I got it right away.
He got that one, and then there was, what was it, Elmo?
Darth Vader.
And then Vader. Was like, I don't know this clue. He got that one.
And I got it right away.
I did Darth Vader noises. It was like perfection. We sailed through. Clue
can
after
you do
clue
it? Can you do it? Can you do it?
Can I do what?
The Darth Vader.
Something like that. We got so many right together.
Yeah.
Good times.
Absolutely.
The only thing about that game is your brain stops working.
Oh my once god. Especially yeah. When vodka is involved.
You've got like your favorite singer, Taylor Swift, and they're like, it's your favorite singer. And you're like, I don't know. I don't have one.
Stop pressuring me. Mother Teresa!
And then you find yourself doing and saying, it's your throat, your whole throat! Just like yelling louder and angrier. That should help
it. It should make sense when it's louder.
I have so many memories with that game.
Awesome. Love it.
What was your clue for New York? Like, hey. Something with arms.
Wow.
That was pretty fun. I've never played this game before.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like thank it. You, Thomas.
So
thank
memorable.
You.
Yeah.
So I just played.
Can we get sued by playing that?
For being bossy?
Yes. If we had like a million listeners, yes, we can probably get sued. But with
Ace is like, oh, leave those poor people alone.
She's but, like, hey, I'll give them a thermal belly. There's like two listeners. Maybe we can get up to three.
I'm glad we brought my service.
Let me help them out.
Since he's listening to a sad, lonely podcast,
I'll actually donate.
Hey, that's Khalees. Help these poor people out.
Oh my goodness.
Feeling anxious and depressed? Here you guys. Available now on Spotify. Wherever you get your
phone. My life is bad, but these guys make me feel better.
No, they probably will set up a GoFundMe for us.
Having trouble hearing this podcast? Contribute to
help these guys raise money for a microphone.
They're still recording on their cell phone. So pathetic. And that Steve O'Neill. Come on, help them, guys.
We're really struggling here, guys.
I need a lot of support. Come on, guys. Come on.
Some virtual reality equipment. Like, shit.
Oh,
God. Oh, damn
it. Awesome.
So we're gonna have 4th of July at the Tower of America.
Yay! Yay. Our honey Patrick. Totally, you know.
What
you made the reservation?
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it, you guys.
None of us thought of that.
I'm the ideas person at this point.
Yes. Yep.
No, you do a good job. Like, you, like, you research and everything.
I do.
And,
mm-hmm. I do.
You don't do a good job of researching the clubs around here, but we're close to them, so that's something.
I have to research the clubs.
That's nice that you get us close to the emo night.
I mean, so I got us the place you guys can pick where we're going to stumble drunkenly in and out of.
Yeah. No, but this is a good place. Sacramento was not as much of a good place, but this is a good place.
Well, to be fair, that wasn't my first choice. But they canceled, and we ended up in a historic house in Seattle with an aunt.
It was really cool.
It was okay.
Like, it was one building with, like, five different...
Yeah, they like
tenants.
Split it up to different.
Like, it was cool.
Yeah, one of them was sleeping in our room. Like,
like, don't mind me. This is my bed.
Like, is this part of the deal? He's like, well, I'm just here in my sleeping bag.
Do you want to be the big spoon or the little spoon? He was very courteous about that.
They asked us.
Totally did a good job at renovations.
The other place.
Yeah, the one in Sacramento. It was nice, right? It was renovated beautifully. I think.
Did a good job. The shower didn't drain, so it turned into a tub.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, no, It was the sink.
Yes.
There were things to be.
It was fine.
It wasn't as good. But he's from Texas, so he's impressed with everything in California.
This is way better than Texas. He said everyone.
He's like, your governor can stand up.
Stop it.
I didn't laugh at that.
He's like, working legs.
I wish my governor could stand up like yours.
You can't stand up for my rights. I'm fully expecting some Tea Party person.
We're gonna get it for
you. I can't believe I haven't seen it yet. It's coming, you guys.
Oh,
it'll give our podcast more viewers. I'm like, hey, have you guys heard this? Post it.
Yeah, we're gonna be featured by MAGA
people. Fox News.
Do you not believe in the lamestream media? Listen to 4Gay Guys.
Two states, one podcast. It's
totally upgraded from 3 to 4.
You guys, we spent so long rehearsing how to do our intro. I'm so embarrassed.
Renee almost escaped on me. This is just do it and do it.
I'm about to go back home.
I cannot do this.
I do remember when we had our special guest star the other year, and they were laughing at all the rehearsal that went into it.
It's like bittersweet. Like,
that was a really good podcast, though.
She was the only one. She was the only guy. Well, we
did have the guitar player singer who sang us a solo.
Where?
At Luther's.
Luther's is closed.
With the penis cupcake?
With the penis thing. There will be no more penis cupcakes.
At Luther's.
Luther's. Oh my god. Luther's is totally gone.
But the sign's still lit.
It's still there. But the whole, like, police.
His sign is still lit in our hearts. I was just telling the squad, like, I know this place is garbage and the service is garbage and the food is gross, but we should go
there. The ranch.
And the ranch just flows like a river. It's so lovely.
But we said that we were going to do it, though.
We were.
No.
And now we agreed.
Just tradition.
So never again. I can't imagine why a gross restaurant with terrible service would close. This is totally unexpected.
It's probably because of COVID. They couldn't recover.
Had to be COVID.
Yeah. After COVID. I remember the lady said, you want 2 1 Long Islands? I was like, is this a math riddle? I don't do riddles.
Oh my goodness.
She was featured on prior podcast. We're doing a live podcast.
Three against one. I think we're going to do this.
And let us do it. And we're going to be like, okay, hold on. But we're going to have a listener call in soon.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have an hour later. Okay, no. Another one is going to call in soon. Yeah,
we're not paying for this hour. We're paying for the call. And they call in. That's what you get paid for.
Bones are lining up. Bones are lining up.
Brujas are standing by to take your call. Miss Cleo!
Oh my god.
What's her name? Let's give her some credit here.
Okay. Claudia. First name, Claudia.
Second name?
I don't know.
Okay, Bruja. Claudia the Bruja.
Let's just say, when you think about her, she'll run.
She's funny.
That's how authentic she is.
Is anyone else's phone ringing?
Are your ears ringing?
That's how power leakage you.
That's her.
But that just happens every 30 minutes.
That's not the same.
It always does that.
All right, guys. We are going to sign out for tonight.
You guys, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So we are going to sign out.
Thank you.
Ready?
All right.
We are...
Four gay guys.
Two states.
One podcast.